Hello, welcome back to another night of learning. This is Zoe and Ivan. I always say I cannot replace Mordechai Plasker, but I'll give him Shir in his stead. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zalul, Paravas Pinchas, Miriam Lila. We are learning Rafu Shalema for all those sick. We're learning and davening Rafu Shalema Pekarov. We are learning as it's close for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. A few days ago, I spoke about Shavuos, and I gave an introduction, and I mentioned that Rabbi Kitov has about 100 pages, amazingly, for 100 pages on Shavuos. I started off talking about Rosh Chodesh Sivan and the days leading up to Shavuos, and so for now, I'm going to be talking about Shavuos. This is Shavuot. Shavuos, the names of the festival. The festival is referred to by four names. The festival of reaping, as the verse says, and the festival of reaping, the first of your produce which you shall sow in your fields. The festival of Shavuos, weeks, obviously, as the verse states, and the festival of Shavuos you shall make the first of the reaping of your wheat, and you shall make the festival of Shavuos to Hashem, your God, the festival of Bikurim, first fruits. As the verse states, and on the day of Bikurim, when you offer a new offering, Rabbinic literature. The festival of reaping refers to the reaping of wheat which takes place during this period, for wheat is the latest grain in the fields. When it is reaped, the yearly work is completed and is marked by the bringing of a gift offering to new grain to the Beit HaMikdash. The festival of Shavuos weeks is an allusion to the 7 weeks which are counted from Pesach, the 50th day, being celebrated as a holiday marking the date when the Torah was given, the one in which we probably commonly know it as. The day of Bikurim commemorates the offering brought of the two selected loaves of bread, an offering which served to allow man to bring grain offerings from the new produce. This day also marks the beginning of the period for bringing the altar offerings of first fruits from the 7 species for which the land of Israel is praised. Atzeres is the name used by our sages to refer to this festival, connoting that the essence of this holiday is as a concluding 8th day for the 7 days of Pesach. The intervening period of 49 days is not considered to be an interruption, but is seen as a prolonged Chol HaMoed, linking the first part of the holiday with a summation. So I believe I heard this from Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss, saying that actually the Ramban says it. Of course, the 49 days in between includes Pesach and is not literally a Chol HaMoed, but the idea being that they are connected within rabbinic literature. Rabbi Weiss had a very nice explanation to that. In a sense, it is similar to Shemini Atzeres, the 8th and concluding day of Sukkot, and is therefore referred to as the Atzeres of Pesach. By right, the concluding day of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, should also have been celebrated 50 days after the festival. However, because of the difficulties traveling during the rainy season, God did not burden the people by ordaining that they return to Jerusalem a second time. Yalkut Shemoni, it's a Medrash. There are 5 scriptural references to the festival of Shavuos. In the portions of Mishpatim, Kisisa, Pinchas, and Re'eh, the Torah uses the names that we mentioned. In Parashat Emor, however, where the Torah speaks of the special obligations of the festival, none of these names are used, for the essence of the festival, as noted, is as a continuation and conclusion to Pesach. A day of assembly. Some of the commentators explain that the designation of Seres connotes in gathering or assembly. They note that Moshe, when referring to the day in which the Torah was given, speaks of the day of Atzeres. Others maintain that the name Atzeres is given to the festival because the holiday, after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, has no special mitzvahs other than the obligation to refrain from work. Atzeres from the Hebrew root connoting refraining or stopping. Atzeres, one day. Rabbi Shimon said, Pesach and Sukkot, when no work is done in the fields, are celebrated for 7 days and 8 days, respectively. But Atzeres, Shavuos, which falls during a period of work, is celebrated for only 1 day. This teaches in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, it's 2 days because of Sukkot de Yuma. This teaches us that the Torah is considerate of Israel, of the Jews. Israel, meaning Jews, God's fruit. The verse states, like in Shir Shirin, like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the sons. Just as the apple tree gives fruit 50 days after blossoming, so too did the Jews receive the Torah 50 days after the departure from Egypt. Besikta Zudrasa. I think it's also it's a Medrash. It's a type of Medrash. And you should declare on this very day. This refers to the 50th day after Pesach, the day on which the Jews stood at Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Because their forefathers received the Torah 50 days after their departure from Egypt, God gave them the festival of Bikurim 50 days after the first day of Pesach. For the Jews is referred to as God's first fruit, as the verse in Hosea states, "Like grapes in the wilderness I found, the Jews like the first fruit of the figs." Three things did Achitophel command his children: do not enter into disputes, do not rebel against the rule of the house of David. When there are no clouds in the sky, on the festival of Atzeres, plant wheat, for cloudless Atzeres is a good sign for the entire year. It's Gemara Bava Basra. And the Yerushalmi, we read, as sin offerings recorded in Rosh Hashanah 4:8, sin offerings recorded together with all the sacrifices offered on the holidays, except for that brought on Atzeres. Regarding Shavua, the Torah missed the word sin in connection with this offering. Hashem said to the Jews, because you have accepted the yoke of Torah, I consider it as if you have never sinned. Reb Chaim ben Atzer, author of the commentary Or HaChaim in his Tur Berekhes, offers the following insight regarding the name of the festival. He writes, the name should be pronounced Shavuos, vowelized with the Shva under the shin meaning oats, rather than Shavuos with a kamas on the shin meaning weeks. For Shavuos is the festival that celebrates two oaths, the oath that Hashem took that he would never exchange Jews for another nation, and the Jews owed that she would never exchange him for another god. So in other words, the Tor Berekhes is saying that, I guess within a homiletic idea, not the Chumash, or whatever it says in the Chumash, that's what it is, I think. I'm pretty sure it says Shavuos. But he's saying that you should read it as Shavuos, a swearing, not Shavuos. It's possible as well. Well, okay. And indeed, last year, I believe it was, I gave a shiur about swearing on Shavuos, partially because Shavuos is related to Shavuos, which means to swear. I also gave a shiur last year on Shavuos because it's the third of the Ten Commandments, that you shall not swear in vain. And so those were a couple reasons. But the idea that I didn't know this until now is that that there's actually an idea that Shavuos means swearing besides for just weeks. It's often translated as weeks, but the Tor Berekhes says it should actually be called Shavuos, which means to swear. So we're going to go through in the next couple minutes, through laws and customs of Shavuos. As we stated before, of course, there is, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there are no real mitzvahs in terms of matzah, and we'll talk a little bit about Shavuos. The Kiddush that is recited, these are the halachas and customs of Shavuos. The Kiddush that is recited and holiday prayers are the same on Shavuos as on the other pilgrimage festivals, except for the specific reference made to this festival, Shavuos, the time of giving our Torah, inserted in the appropriate place. In the Musa, the additional festival offering as well as the special mincha offering are mentioned. The paragraph referring to Shavuos as Yom HaBikurim is recited, as is the case with other festivals, the complete Hallel is recited. During Kiddush, the Shachiyana blessing is recited. Women should recite Shachiyana when lighting candles before the festival. It is a mitzvah to partake of two festive meals, including meat and wine, as is the case with the other festivals, and he's going to get to the dairy. In many communities, it's a custom to eat dairy foods on Shavuos. This will be discussed fully in the following pages. It's customary to immerse oneself in the mikvah on the eve of Shavuos, for one should purify himself before a festival. Some observe the custom of immersing themselves again in the morning prior to the shachar service as a means of commemorating the period of purification, receiving the giving of the Torah. So I never heard of this, and one should keep in mind that Erev Yom Tov this year is Shabbos, and that plays into the halacha calculus, but apparently it says that some have the custom to go to the mikvah. He, as I said a few days ago, he continues pages. That is just about how much we have time for. I'll just say this, that one of the things I was thinking about, and I was telling some people, I think it was last Shabbos, is that, you know, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, as mentioned, there were really no mitzvahs. and stay up all night, which many might be familiar with. But I think it would be very appropriate for people to learn as much as they can on Shavuos. It is what they call in Chutz La'aretz a 3-day Yom Tov, which means that Shabbos is followed by 2 days of Yom Tov. And although one could enjoy physical pleasures like eating and going to the park and talking with friends and sleeping, a large part of Shavuos should definitely be dedicated to Talmud Torah. It's definitely a time to try to pull out that sefer that you know you haven't looked at in a while, or to find that chavrusa that you haven't seen in a few weeks, and to really, as much as we can enjoy our food and sleeping, and that's definitely part of the chag. But the mitzvah of simcha, definitely a part of it, even though it's not legislated, it's not mandated. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa. There's no real chiyuv d'rabbanan specifically to Shavuos to go sit and learn. Afal pi kein, that's pretty much what we're doing. It's I think there's a Latin term, raison d'etre, which means our whole reason for Judaism, our whole reason of life and existence is Talmud Torah. Our whole right, everything we do, we follow the Torah. We have this shir, we have the Torah. We learn Hilchos Matos and Hilchos Tefillin, whatever it is, Hilchos Shabbos. That's something that keeps us going through life. It's one of the themes within a Jewish life, something that should be at the forefront to constantly be learning. I know rabbis that are constantly emphasizing the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And I would think that for 3 days after, when we're not going to work, we're not going to school, we should be somewhat set aside from the mundane day-to-day worries and struggles, although it could still be relevant for some. We should try as much as we can, even if it's for just 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and try to open up a sefer and to try to learn. That's what I think the chag is really all about. That's definitely within the spirit of the chag, if you will, as opposed to the strict halachas, is really what Shavuos is all about. As we intuitively understand that Shavuos is the giving of the Torah. And the schus of learning Torah, of keeping the Torah, may we all enjoy the chag. It is definitely a nice time to be with family and friends. And in the schus of keeping Torah mitzvahs, may we see the source of us. Zeli Naiman, everybody, bracha tzlach on the learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. On behalf of this year, I'd like to wish everybody a good Shabbos and a chag sameach. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.